on FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria 27, Johannesburg 25, Mbombela 28.
There is a broken down stationary vehicle on the R21 southbound that's at the ramp to the R25.
Die KwaZulu-Natalse Departement van Samewerkende Regering en Traditionele Sake sê rampsbestuurspanne is op hoë gereedheid geplaas. Dit volg na oorstromings, 3 lewens gehys het en paaie en infrastruktuur beskadig het in Mamsantauti. Die departement se woordvoerder, Selenzwe Mzila.
Our biggest concern though is areas that are low-lying. We are concerned that there could be disruptions. We are concerned that there could be an unnecessary loss of life. We've had incidences whereby people are crossing rivers, are crossing bridges, and we continue to urge our communities to take these warnings seriously as they do pose a serious risk to human life.
Die polisie is besig met verskerpte pogings om misdaad tydens die feestyd te bekamp. Polisiewoordvoerder Vincent Makati sê die SAPD het byna 21,000 verdagtes landwyd in hegtenis geneem, insluitend 2,000 vir die bestuur onder invloed, 1,000 vir onwettige drankhandel en 158 vir moord.
The South African Police Service has intensified its fight against crime during the festive season, resulting in the arrest of 20,274 suspects across the country between 15 and 21 December. 121 million worth of contraband goods seized.
Die mediapersoonlikheid Minit Lamini het R50,000 wat sy onwettiglik van die Nasionale Loterijkommissie in 2016 ontvang het, terugbetaal. Lamini was een van die begunstigdes wie geld ontvang het vir die Rio Olympiese Spele vertoning. Woordvoerder vir die spesiale ondersoekeenheid, Kaiser Ganyago, sê Lamini het R50,000 van die R24,8 miljoen vir die projek ontvang.
Ms. Dlamini has fully cooperated with the SIU investigation and has acknowledged that the funds were not lawfully due to her. The repayment forms part of the SIU's broader effort to recover the misappropriated funds and hold all recipients of irregular payments accountable regardless of the amount involved.
Amerikaanse president Donald Trump het aangekondig dat hy 'n plan goedgekeur het wat die Amerikaanse vloot toelaat om 2 nuwe oorlogskepe te bou. Die sogenaamde Trump-klas USS Defiant skepe sal deel vorm van 'n opgeknapte goue vloot.
These have been under design consideration for a long time, and it started with me in my first term, because I said, why aren't we doing battleships like we used to? And these are the best in the world. They'll be the fastest, the biggest, and by far 100 times more powerful than any battleship ever built. While America has built many new warships over the years, they've tended to be smaller.
In Gauteng word daar vannacht gedeeltelike bewolkte weer verwag met enkele buie en donderbuie. Pretoria 27, Johannesburg 25, Mbombela 28, Emalahleni 27, Polokwane 25 en Rustenburg 29. Ek is Emiel Pienaar, meer nuus om 8.
Good morning, Emil. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. And yourself?
Lekker man. All right, we're getting closer and closer to Christmas. Now, listen, even Waras Langeni is on holiday officially, so we don't have any sports bulletins for you throughout the show today, but there is only one sports story or one sporting moment that is worth mentioning at 7 o'clock in the morning, and that is, of course, I'm talking about this. Just one for Bafana, man. Bafana. Got our AFCON tournament off to the best possible start. We took down Angola last night, in case you missed out. 3 points in the bag. Lyle Foster and Mr. Apuolis getting a goal each. We won the game 2-1. I'm in a good mood, all right? We're feeling patriotic this morning. So, yes, round of applause, please. Well done, Bafana. Now we just got to go on and win the rest of the group games. I got a feeling we can bring this one home. But then again, I'm a South African. And I say that about every single sports team, even if it's the Olympics.
Let's go. Dankle Tap, Jacaranda FM.